The federal Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals today reversed its decision to halt construction on the Port McKenzie rail project. The news is a disappointment to Cook Inlet Keeper Advocacy Director Bob Shavelson.
We're hoping that our politicians will recognize that this is yet another Alaska mega project, which is based on pie-in-the-sky assumptions, and there's really not a business model that's going to allow this rail spur to pay for itself. So we don't want to have another public funding disaster like the Port of Anchorage, and we don't want to impact hundreds of thousands of acres of salmon habitat in the Mat-Su Valley.
Shavelson's group and others had sued to stop construction on the rail spur from Port McKenzie to Houston, saying the project could harm wetlands and salmon habitat. The Matanuska-Susitna Borough has backed the rail project as a means to boost the area's economy. Mat-Su Borough Mayor Larry DeVilbiss.
We were prepared to not expect a decision on that until next spring and possibly even lose a whole year's construction over this. So I was delighted that this answer came very quickly. And I think the fact that it came so quickly and with the language that it did, that it spoke well to the merits of our project.
The court decision lifts the order halting work on the Alaska Railroad Extension Project. The earlier decision by a three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit last month cited serious questions as to whether the Federal Surface Transportation Board complied with federal environmental law in determining the need for the extension.